American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The IDF announcing they've rescued a hostage who was taken into Gaza, Trey Yinks reports from Tel Aviv.
Elite Navy commandos entered a tunnel in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. There they found Qaid Farhan al-Qadi, a 52-year-old Bedouin man who was taken from southern Israel on October 7th. The man's family was seen running through a hospital in the city of Beersheba today to greet him. He has 11 children. The rescue comes as lower-level negotiating teams are still gathered in Cairo, Egypt, to work toward a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. The conversations are reportedly moving forward, with minor details being discussed, such as the names of Palestinian prisoners that would be exchanged for Israeli hostages.
A bipartisan House task force visiting the site of the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, on Monday. Republican Pennsylvania Congressman Mike Kelly says he and his colleagues still have a lot of questions regarding what happened last month.
Every member of this task force, we don't identify ourselves as Republican or Democrat. We identify ourselves as 13 Americans who are going to get the answers for the American people, give it to them straight, give them to it honest. I don't care how hard it is to listen to. We've got to understand that we can never allow this to happen again.
Former Democrat Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard says she is backing President Donald Trump, and it has nothing to do with party affiliation.
It's not about Democrats versus Republicans.
Right.
It's about having a president who stands for freedom, peace, and prosperity, which is Donald Trump, versus having a president in Kamala Harris who attacks our freedoms and censors us and uses political retaliation, who has pushed us to the brink of war, and who's created this economic hardship for Americans across the country.
A taxpayer-funded program in Oregon allows illegal aliens to apply for up to $30,000 in mortgage assistance. And in California, a proposed bill would allow migrants to qualify for up to $150,000 for a down payment. But with home prices surging 25% since 2020, the average American is struggling to afford a home. And Fox's Stuart Varney says the program in Oregon for illegal aliens is not a loan. It's a grant, which means it doesn't have to be paid back.
Mm-hmm. Look, it seems to me that blue states are just bending over backwards to help migrants in all kinds of ways. Food, cash, in California, free health care, and now this move to help migrants with home ownership. In Oregon, the program is $30,000 grant. That's not a loan which has to be repaid. That is a grant. That is taxpayer money. And migrants qualify for this $30,000 grant. In California, they're expanding the eligibility for home ownership, extending it to migrants.
A pro-life organization in Florida is trying to raise awareness on what it calls dangerous deceptions with a ballot initiative.
This November, Floridians will vote on a ballot initiative involving abortion. Known as Amendment 4, the initiative seeks to provide a constitutional right to abortion. Aaron DiPietro of Florida Family Voice is encouraging people to vote no on Amendment 4.
The lack of definitions in this amendment are just absolutely staggering and just open the door to abortion on demand until the moment of birth, all the way through the end of the third trimester.
DiPietro says the terms viability, healthcare provider, and patient's health are not defined. According to DiPietro, these are key terms that are unprecedented in Florida constitutional ballot initiatives.
Most initiatives, whether good or bad, whether we agree with them or not, most of them have extensive pages of definitions and implementation guidelines and procedures. The amendment language in this is literally like two sentences long that is going to go into our state constitution. The legislature will have no authorization to limit or restrict or implement the actual amendment language. So it's going to see common sense safety laws gutted completely. We're going to see, again, the term viability is not defined.
That alone has caused confusion.
They thought they were supporting a heartbeat bill. Mm-hmm.
Organizations asking people to vote yes on Amendment 4 include Floridians Protecting Freedom, the ACLU of Florida, and Planned Parenthood organizations in Florida. I'm Chris Woodward.
More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.